What?
Yeah, from Memphis. The Rivers.
All right. We are on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph in Masechet Erevin. Mavi Shugavah Me'asim Mama. Mavi, which is higher than 20 amos, you might. You have to diminish its height. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in other words, the Korah, at the opening of the Mavi, if it's higher than 20 amos, you have to pull it down. Says you do not have need to do so. Baruch Me'asim Amos, you might. If it's broader than 10 amos, you have to diminish its width. Im yesh tzuris ha-pesach, if it's got a tzuris ha-pesach, av al pi shu rocha me'asar amos, even if it's wider than 10 amos, eder tzuris ha-mai, you do not need to diminish its width. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Melo Stam, Rabbi Yosef said the following statement without attribution. Rav Acha made the same statement with the name of Rav, which is, Rabbanan Yafilai Pisco Shlecha. This is all from the, we have this in the Bavli. Rabbanan learned from the opening to the Hecha. The opening to the Hecha was, of course, 10 by 20. Rabbanan loved me Pesach Ulam, learned from the opening to the Ulam, the broader hall in front of the Beis HaMikdash, which was 20 by 40. Ask him if that's the case. Imi Pesach Ulam, if you learned that from the opening of the Ulam, Dayo Arboy Mama, then it should be sufficient if it could reach the height, obtain the height of 40 Amos, not higher than that. The Tzinyatam we learned over there, Pesach Ulam Gabar Arboy Mama. The height of the Ulam was 40 Amos wide, the Rochav Esri Mama, and 20 Amos, 40 Amos high and 20 Amos wide. Yet, nonetheless, we learn, Tari Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia said, Afilo Arboy Mechamishim, that an Eruv can even be, the Korah can even be 40 or 50 Amos high. How do you get up to 50? The limit up should be 40, because the opening to Lulam was 40 Amos, right? So how do you get anything above that? So it says, Tari Bar Kapora, was up by the Kasha, and Bar Kapora said, Afilo Mei Amos, you can even go up to 100 Amos, in terms of the height of a Korah. So I'm a Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, Rabbi Yehuda Kedaita. And here's a new thing. New thing? Ready? There was none of the Bavli. Rabbi Yehuda Kedaita, Rabbanan Kedaton. Rabbi Yehuda holds like his opinion, Rabbanan holds like their opinion. The Tinaton, we learned over there, V'chein Gesharim Amfulashim, you have a bridge. Imagine walking under any bridge. Take any bridge. Walking under a bridge and metalting tachtein b'Shabbos, Stevie Rabbi Yehuda. One can carry under the bridge on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that? Who wants to take a guess? What principles Rabbi Yehuda used to lie to carry under the bridge? What? We didn't. Sorry. We will have it on Daf Tzadi. Hey, we didn't have it yet. Maybe we spoke about it. Well, make it just a yachin. Therefore, what? No, that's true. Covered Rishus HaYochid, covered Rishus Rabin Karyan. That's true. That's a good point. But here it is not using that principle, but rather Pitikra Yored Vesosim. The edge of a roof is considered to be a wall. So here, because that would only work the Raisa. The principle you bring in that under the roof is Rishus HaYochid will work the rice, but here we want to be Matid Rabbanan. Now, the truth is, the Pei Moshe points out, any bridge is by definition Rishus HaYochid, the rice going to be anyway. Even without the PT created, because Rabbi Yehuda don't want to make Rishus HaYochid the rice, all you need is two walls. Right, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is always two walls is enough. So every bridge has two walls, even if it goes over Rishus HaRabin. Yet at the same time, we have to be matir to carry underneath it here to Rabbanan. And you want to extrapolate from the bridges to a Korah. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the principle at work in the bridge is Pitikra Yored Vesosim. The edges of the bridge are as if they are walls, the edges meaning the side of the roadway, is as if it's a wall, and that comes down and closes it off. Gurachais. Gurach coming down. Gurachais is going to have the Gurachais going down. We don't know Pitikra works in that situation. We know Pitikra only works if you actually have walls which go at an angle. Two walls go at an angle, then you can say Pitikro, but not two walls which are parallel to each other. Okay? But Rabbi Yehuda holds even by two walls which are parallel to each other, you say Pitikro, you're the same on the sides of the ceiling. And therefore here, extending that further, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by a Kori, you say Pitikro, you're the same. Ah, it ain't the Tikra, but that's how he holds it works. Right, so the corner has to have thickness according to him. But once it has thickness, at least the tefach, once it has thickness of a tefach, which is the minimum necessary to say Pitikra, so even if it's above 40 amas, it doesn't matter. Because Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim is halacha that it's a mechitza. And if it's a mechitza, it doesn't matter how high. Now, Rabbanan Ol Kora works Mishum Heker. So it's a device to remind you not to carry out. So therefore, there are limitations. The hackers, whatever you can be makir. What can be makir only if it's less than 20 amos. But like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a mechitza, doesn't matter. No matter how high it is, it still is a mechitza. To the best of my recollection, the Babli doesn't have this discussion. And I think I recall pretty well because we learned it relatively recently. Babli does not have this deep discussion. Rabbi Yehuda learns out, but it talks about the Pesach Shulhechol, Shulam, and how can we learn Pesach Shulam, and it says the Pesach Shulam is not necessarily a Pesach, you know, and therefore could be even higher than that, things like that. But it doesn't come out of Klor and say that Rabbi Yehuda learns Pitik or Yerid Vesaisim like the like Dushalmi does. Okay? V'chachomim, of course, even a Geshem Kulosh. V'chachomim, most of the Chachomim forbid carrying under the bridge because they don't use Pitik or Yerid Vesaisim. At least not under, again, here they wouldn't even use the Deraisa because you need to have two walls which go like that, right? And the Gesher doesn't have that. It's a Gesher Mefulash. It's an open bridge, right? But even if you had, the truth is, even if you had two walls like that, it still wouldn't say Pitikra de Rabbanon. I think according to Rabbanon, ought to be Matzah underneath. But maybe I'm wrong about that. Let's strike that for the record. We'll have to wait till we get there.
On the bridge itself.
No. The bridge because it's covered. That's what Mr. Zuger said. But he still wouldn't be allowed to carry there. Yeah. It wouldn't work the Rabbanan to allow you to carry there. Okay? Says a lot further. Heich ma'atamer tamon. At Reyes a Maltur Okula. Now here the Bnei Moshe changed it slightly. Maltur is really more Tzugapast. It's a word which fits more with the concept of Korah. So he switches the words here. So I'll read the way this switches. Heich ma'atamer tamon at Reyes es hatikra. You take the word from two lines, hence, and put it here. At Reyes a tikra. Kilu kulo, which means kilu, as if your redes v'sosem is coming down and closing. Avochat reis amaltura. Here too, you will perceive the beam kili redes v'sosem instead of it's coming down and closing. Yeah. Oh, you mean why did I make you guess if it says it later on?
Yeah.
I do it all the time. That's one of the tricks of my trade. Right. So, who daited Rabbi Yehuda b'sukkah daited b'mavui? There's a consistency between Rabbi Yehuda by sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda by sukkah holds it can be above 20 amos. And by mavui, he also holds the current to be above 20 amos. Who daited Rabbanan b'sukkah daited b'mavui? Rabbanan are consistent also with sukkah and mavui. By they hold by sukkah can't be above 20 amos. So by mavui can't be above 20 amos. However, v'lo damyo. It's not completely similar. Here, lo dami means there are not everything is similar. Yesh v'ring shem b'sukkah. There's things that you're okay by sukkah. P'sulim b'mavi and are no good by mavi. Shem b'mavi, things that you're okay by mavi. P'sulim b'sukkah and they're no good by sukkah. Dukranim. For example, if you put the schach on stilts above, I don't know if stilts the right word, on poles, above your walls, let's say your wall is only 10 tefachim high, and you put the schach on poles 19 amos high, it's still kosher sukkah, right? The schach doesn't have to be in close proximity to the walls. need to have walls, they need to have schach, but they don't have to be in proximity to each other. Walls could be itty bitty 10 fucking walls, and the schach could be 19 amas high, as long as it's not above 20 amas, according to Rabbanan, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even higher than that, right? So you can put the schach on dukronin, on stilts, standing high up. However, by a mavui, doesn't work. Absolutely, by mavui. In a mavui, if you have a wall, this is fine. You're not going. I don't think this organization ever got off the ground. One. Yeah. what a naive idea. One Jewish people dedicate healing rifts and building bridges. The only bridges we build are one which make me tikros. But in any event, if you have a mavli, right? Here's the outer wall of the mavli, let's say, right? The mavli stretches back from here. So if you put a korah on stilts like this, it's no good. If it's more than three tefachim above the opening to the mavli, that's no good. The truth is, there are cases in which we say chavot rami. We're not talking about those right now. There's certain cases in which we see it as if it's below, right? If it's wide enough, and there's certain situations. But generally speaking, if it's higher up. Actually, it might only be in the Bavli. I don't know if Yerushalmi holds of Chavot Rami. In the Bavli, we had a concept. Parish Chai over here. In the Bavli, we had a concept of Chavot Rami. Let's see where we can find that one here. This is no good. You see, when it was. Not reaching over the sides, right? When it was in the middle of the mavui and was neither over the, not directly over the sides and above the middle butts. In case we did have a case of chavot rami where we said that if it's too high, you can put it down. Only I don't see it now. I don't remember exactly where it was. Yeah, that's it. Vachos lemal, vachos lemata. Picture number 181 in the first parak. So we said you can be mitzvah if these two, in order to make a valid korah. But I see that here they're both inside the mavli. So could we the Bavli and Yerushalmi do agree? Because here it's talking about when they're both inside the walls of the mavli, it's just that one is high and one is low. And then we say that you see them as if they're together. But where it's above and beyond the mavli altogether, like the picture we're dealing with over here, so that's no good. So that's called dukranin, and that's bad. Okay? So even if it was directly over, it's possible that the Bavli would possible. Okay? Ravashi says, although it's not true, Ravashi says that's being Meshucha v'Hitluya. I take back what I just said. The Bavli Yerushalmi do argue, because Ravashi says it's only no good if it's Meshucha v'Hitluya, if it's both, right? If it's both not over, if it's both above and not directly over. But if it's directly above and directly over, so it's okay, according to Ravashi, if I recall correctly. Here, the Yerushalmi is saying that to put it higher than the Mavli itself, even if it's not directly over, it's still no good. Okay? Except the Bavli comes up with the Yerushalmi comes up with a very interesting chiddush. Says the Yerushalmi, this again is unique to the Yerushalmi. Wait, we're not finished with that. The Yerushalmi says, V'tani Kain, I'm sorry. First of all, says Yerushalmi, it's only where this is more than three above the ksolim, right? This distance has to be more than three, okay? This is not more than three tefachim above the walls of the mavi kosher. And here's the big chiddush. Let's say here these dukranim themselves were 4x4. Okay? This was 4 by four. And so to over here, the same thing. They were four by four. Okay, if the Dukranim themselves were four by four, then that's considered to be an extension of the height of the Mavli, right? Because that's minimum shear of a wall, four tefachim by four tefachim. So therefore, that extends the wall of the Mavli higher, and that then even though the korah is placed on these stilts, on those posts, it's still a valid korah. Okay, so that's a valid, it's a chiddush in the Yerushalmi. Aviyeshu rechaba, afilu gvayin kama kosher. Now, defonos kasheris besukah. Let's give another example. There are certain walls which are kosher by sukkah, psulos b'mavi, and are pasul b'mavi. The Tanakh, we know this is the basic building blocks of sukkah. Steinkilchos, it says the two walls by a sukkah, you have to have three walls by a sukkah. Two walls have to be proper walls. Ushlish is the third wall, afilu tefach, which is the size of a tefach, that's good enough. Okay? Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yehon said, even less. Shtayim, you don't even need two walls kil chosam. Shtayim shall arba tefachim. The first two walls have to be a rov of a wall. The shear of a wall, the minimum shear of a wall in the sukkah is seven tefachim, right? If you have the majority of a wall, which is four tefachim, each of the first two walls, then the third wall can be even one tefach, and that suffices, right? Shisafil tefach kosher, right? By Mavi, it's got to be closed off on all four sides. Three sides with walls and the fourth side with a korah. Okay? A sukkah can for sure be open on one side, and it can even have most of the third side open, right? But by a Mavi, it's got to be totally closed on three sides. A fourth side, you also have to put up a korah or a lechi in order to be matzurit. Okay? Similarly, Rachav Me'esar Amos, if the sukkah is more than broader than 410 Amos, Ksheira, it's a valid sukkah. Umavi possible. Umavi can't be wider than 10 Amos. Hidlo Lovis Agefen Vesadlas. This is a fascinating thing, the way Chaim Kanievsky explained it. Let's say you use, well, not yet, actually. Next fascinating thing is the next thing. Let's just do this. This is a prelude to it. He loves his canvas at last. If you have a vineyard, if you have a grapevine growing next to your mavli, you can take one of the branches and put it out over your mavli and use it as a korah. Okay? Can you do that by a sukkah? No, of course not. Why? Right, because chak can't be mechuber l'karka. Okay, that's simple. That's obviously chiluk. Now the next one is really cool though. Now harder tamer our base aside. When can you use a geven and atlas to be your kaira when your mavi is less than a base aside? Aval yotzimri base aside. If your mavi is more than a base aside. This is Zugra, how much the base of sign? You gotta know for tomorrow morning anyway. It's coming up again tomorrow morning. No. Certain amount of square it's fucking. $5,000. The square root of which is? $5,000. It's an important number. Comes up many times in Irvin. Just recently, a whole bunch of times. It's not so even. It's approximate. What's the approximate square root? Math teacher, you gotta know this. Square root of 5,000. You guys are bad. Oh boy, you bad. I'll give you a hint. What's the square root of 4,900? So what's the square root of 5,000? Number we just had. By Trump! 72 thirds, right. 72 thirds. The karva for around the city, 72 thirds. The square root of 5,000. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
If 70 is the square root of 4,900, 72 thirds is the square root of 5,000. So here he says if the mavui is more than 5,000 square amos, so then you can't use the gefen or the las to be your korah. Why is that? Because you can only use more than, there's a principle, less than, we're going to have this tomorrow morning again, more less than a base of sign doesn't have to be mukaf ladira, doesn't have to be enclosed for the purpose of habitation. You can, more than base of sign, if it's not enclosed for the purpose of habitation, not allowed to carry there on Shabbos. That's what he says. There's more than a base of sign in your Eruv, which is planted fields or brackish water, so your whole Eruv is puzzle. It's not mukaf ladira. Remember all those pictures we had in the Perush Chayit and my. See, isn't it great to learn Yerushalmi right after Bavli? You get all this good chazor. Here's a case of a. Here. These are Carpathos. Where's a good one? We're talking the car, bro. Here. We have Zroim in the see, 100 by 550. If you have 5,000 square amos of Zroim, a planted area, in your enclosure, ruins the enclosure, right? So it means that if you're, and you'd have to do some maisa to be makifil adira, you have to diminish this area. So the bottom line is, here it makes so cheshme how you get 5,000. So the bottom line is that just like Yerushalmi says, just like a karpav more than a base of sime ruins your hekev, because not mukaf ladira, so too if the hekev itself is made out of zroim, is made out of a plant, right? What's the plant here? The gefen or the glass. That's how it's in mukaf ladira. It can't be a good mechitza. It's an amazing comparison. I don't know if you get it fully. In this case, this ruins the enclosure. You have zroim planted area more than 5,000 square amos. That ruins the enclosure. But what happens if your enclosure is more than 5,000 square amos, and the enclosed area is more than 5,000 square amos, and part of the enclosure is a planted thing, a natural wall. That too is ruined by being affiliated with something more than 5,000 square amos. Is that clear? Right, it's not a hacker. Yeah. It's when it's too low, but it's part of this gazera here. Let's say there's no foliage on in the inside. There's no foliage. This is the only foliage. This gate out of the glass or the gefen is the only foliage. You can't have any foliage as part of your enclosure if you're more than 5,000 square amos. Just like you can't have more than 5,000 square amos of foliage, you can't have any foliage as your enclosure if you have more than 5,000 square amos enclosed. It's like a reflexive principle. So you're not misspoiled from this at all. Okay. No, because going even according to Rabbanan, you get that it's a hacker. Both according to Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shema tal nasak mechitza shukva zroim. Shukva zroim, it's like a mechitza which is around a planted area, a seated area. Shema tal zabalab armamas. You're only allowed to carry 4 amas within the enclosure. Okay? The next case, based on alpha, the top, chamosim ruah mitzilasa. If you have more sun than shade, Sukkah, it's also right. Mobile kosher. Obviously, my mobile, you don't care. We don't have any roof at all. Sukkah mikura psula. If you have a sukkah, which is roofed over, it's possible, right? A roof is bad by a sukkah. Mavi mikure, kosher. A mavi which is roofed over is good. But more than that, it's not just that it's good, it means it's good even if it's above 20 amos. That which Chazal said, you don't say a kair above 20 amos, doesn't apply to roofed over mavi. Because there, even the Rabbanan Marmoy did the what? If the marvel is moved to roofed over, truly roofed over, even Rabbanan can see that. What do we say? What did I say before? Because here you got three walls, right? So for sure, by three walls, you say PT career advisor. So even according to Rabbanan, it works where the mav is above 20 amos. A koira abuda works even on a koira, even on the beam, which is not a real roof. Or Rabbanan only works on a true roof. But once you have a true roof, it works even above 20 amos.
It'll be at the side.
It's not parallel.
It's hitting all three walls. Yeah, that's why it's good. That's why it's good. That's why here in this case, everyone knows it's good. Right. Only because you have the roof hitting all three walls. Okay? You seem very cynical about tonight's plot. So be good above 20 amos. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Amishem Rabbi Yeshua Omar, Lo Sof Dover Mekure. It's not just the truth is there's even a cooler corner Rabbana. Not only if it's roofed over is a good above 20 amos, El Nasan Maltero. If you made a substantial korah, im yesh barochav arba tvachim ateresis amovi, the korah itself is four tvachim wide. That also say p tikra. Because what's the minimum size of a tikra? Guess from what I just told you. It's the minimum size of a ceiling, a roof. It says here you made it four tvachim wide, so it's a valid roof. What's the minimum size of a roof? Four tvachim. Okay? So that means if the korah at the top, the front of the mob is four tvachim wide, so then you say PT korah even going to Rabbanan, it's good even above 20 amos. You don't need the whole mob, the whole thing's roofed over. This is a big chiddush. This is a chiddush because here seems like the tikra doesn't hit the back wall. What? Yeah, but only it's on two walls. So only on two walls, not on the third wall. And the two walls are not a suyas kamin gam. They're not like that. The reason why this is coming to mind is because Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in the first chelik of Igros Moshe, which I just reviewed last week because of some correspondence I'm having. On Brooklyn, there was a rabbi. It says in the book Rabbi Rafal Ber Weissmandel, but I think it's a typo. I think it's Rabbi Michael Ber Weissmandel. And Rabbi Michael Weissmandel wanted to be Matir Brooklyn without an Eruv, because he said on three sides there's a on three sides there's the sea, there's water, and on the fourth side you have the elevated train tracks. So the Choretz Apliya, what was he thinking? P'tikru Yer V'Soysim, not Tzuris HaBetzel, that the elevated tranche has to be P'tikru Yer V'Soysim. But the thing is that it's not, how could he have said this? It's not, I was just the other day looking at it, it's ludicrous. Because you don't have two walls, Kamin Gam, right? You don't have two walls like this on the elevated train. So I chapped that he under, it's obvious from the truth, that he wanted to say, no, you have three walls, because the back walls count, right? The sea walls count as three walls, and then the Pitikur is only on the fourth side, and that's okay. But I didn't understand how I could possibly have said such a thing, because I thought that in order to say Pitikur, you need the wall to stretch all the way back, to those walls, and be like a mass giant ceiling. But here you see, you don't need that. Here you see, you would say, P-Tikra, Yerubisayism, as long as you have three walls, even if the P-Tikra is not affiliated with that back wall. So you see that explicit in the Ushami. So Rabbi Weissmandel was not an idiot, right? He knew of what that which he spoke. Why doesn't it work? So Ramesh says, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. He says, because P-Tikra, Yerubisayism, it only works for underneath the Tikra. Says even if the walls are even if you got the walls, it still only works for underneath the tikra. So if he says you can't carry behind it. Now here, lichorna movli, we see not that way, because here in the movli, they can carry behind the bitikra, right? Right. So that's what you have to say, that there in a mobile, so Chazal said Pitikra is enough to carry even if you're not directly under Tikra. But in Brooklyn, which is not a mobile, right, so therefore it wouldn't work. But not but gives Rabbi Weissmandel Savamin a much more credence now that I see this Yerushalmi. Okay, it makes much more sense. Okay. So so again, El Nasa Malter Mieshbo Rocha Barbot Fakim Ateris is a movie. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina Bishem Kahana said, Halach, and now here's a major typo. Woo, major typo. Area points out. Halach is Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it's not, shouldn't be Halach, it should be Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So says Mark, obviously, the locate, if you would have told me that, Mano Norman, what do you think we would say? You think we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda? What are we, idiots? We don't know if Baskin Yochim Rabbi Halachic Rabbim. You have to tell us this? Yeah. El begin the Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov Rehidi B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Since Rabbi Yaakov Rehidi said name Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Halachic Hadivri HaMekel B'Yilchus Ervin. We always passing like the Mekel and Ilchus Ervin. We just learned this in the Bavli a few day weeks ago. Right? As a result, now this is something which you're not expected to recall, because I didn't recall it either. But what happened is, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Nuri and Rabbanan. Somebody fell asleep erev Shabbos, more than 2,000 amas from his city. He was asleep in Ashmoshos. Is he kind of the entire 2,000 amas, or only kind of dalet amas? So Rabbanan hold they only get dalet amas. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Nuri calls even a yoshin acquires 2,000 amas, right? So that's where you say, no, yeah. So that we say, can you put it, Yeshua? Put it back when you finish.
Yes.
So that's what he said. Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua, Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though he's a Yochid, right? So we see Yochid, even though Yochid the Rabbi, he was the Yochid who said he get all 2,000 amos, and the Rabbi, the Rabbanah said you only get 4 amos. Nonetheless, Yochid Rabbi, Yochid Yochid, right? Umakshina Allah, and we asked there. Located my Biakabridi, Bishem Rabbi Shum Levi Lokadiv and Mekel Bilchus Ervin. Why then we have to paskin like Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri, Lukhar Loch Kadiv and Mekel Bilchus Ervin? Now Lieberman takes out the next two lines, so Sovereign Maimar. You can read them in, but they're just redundant, they don't really say anything. And Sovereign Maimar, I might have thought, the reason why, nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon Levi had to pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is because I might have thought, Sovereign Maimar, do you have the place, Mr. Zuger? I just skipped two lines. Sovereign Maimar, Yochid Eitzel Yochid. The one that we pass in, like the Makel, only when it's a one-on-one machlokas. But it's one against many. Hello, I don't paskin like the Yochid. Asa Rabbi Yo Yaakov Baracha and Rabbi Yaakov Yishem Rabbi Yishem Ben Levi, and that tells Halachic Rabbi Yochum Benoi Vafil Chachomim Chaluki Mola. And even though Yochum Benoi is Taki a Yochi B'Mokum Rabbi, we still passing like it. Nu Oy Ba'Azoy. If that's the case, says Mora, Vekarte Halachic Rabbi Yuda. So, if you're saying the Yochib Rabbi Malochik Yochib Diva Bilch Servin Akadekach, so then you too, we should bask in like Rabbi Shlag Rabbi Yuda. Say no more. Says Gemara, Shmu Amar. We'll get to your answer in a minute. Shmu Amar, now we'll start another thread and come back to it. Shmu Amar, Rabbi Chia Barashi, is it also like we learned over there, the case we already brought down in base on a base, Aleph on base. Even under the bridges, where Rabbanan say you can't carry under the bridge, Rabbi Yehuda says you can, because the old two mechitas worked the raisa and pitikra on the rest. So do we even pass in there like the mekilim? Says Marna. Low. Now here the tzinu shlaim changed the gears up. You can get it squeezed out with the gears or with the way it's written, but it makes it easier. Look at the tzinu shlaim, it's on the bottom. The truth is, it's through the carbonator. I don't know why I need the tzinu shlaim, but he just says, Lo mechitza samarti ela ervin. Just switches it around. Lo mechitza samarti ela ervin. Meaning that we only paskin that Allah could even make of ervin, like you said, by the terms of the kinyan of the eruv. Kinyan of the eruv, there will be chatzeres, schiras rishus, bittul rishus, all the concepts of being koine eruv, whether it be eruv tchumin or eruv chatzeres. There I paskin like the makeobedir Erevin. But it comes to making mechitzes to the actual walls, thereafter paskin l'chumra. And here, this machlokas Rabbeinu Rabbanan, that's a machlokas about the mechitzes. Even though it's a machlokas in the Rabbanan, because Kaira is the Rabbanan, right? But nonetheless, the mechitzes themselves are more severe. The parameters of mechitzes there have to go, and sometimes like they have to follow the normal parameter of yachid v'rabim alochik v'rabim. So where an individual argues a majority, you have to pass like the majority. It's only by the kinyonim of the eruv, right, acquiring eruv tchumen, acquiring eruv chatzer, schirs, things like that, there can be make a like, even like a yachid. Chetz and the gavra, right? You can only be making the gavra, not in the chetz. Okay, you're brisker. Now, says Gemara, the funkein, and that's what the Gemara finishes up. Sarva Kahana called it the Shmuel. That Kahana holds like Shmuel. Funkein, so remember, that's what it tells. Ain't a low crabby. You should know lows like this, because now we're not. We don't pass like the mekel beirvin, but only by the kinyonim and not by the mechitzas. Now, period. Full stop. New question. Lomar elomar lemeisri. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that only where the koyach is mamish above 20 amos is no good. What if it begins at 20 amos, right? In other words, a sliver of it is within 20 amos. Now, it seems Yerushalmi holds that the koyach has to have a thickness. Right? We said the Koras be. I don't know enough about the Yerushalmi yet. None of us do, because it's virgin ground for us. But Bavli said never gave a minimum width for a Kora. Just said it has to be strong enough to be makabel a brick. Right? So I assume that implies a minimum width. So Shaila is, what if the bottom part of the Kora is within the 20 amos? But most of its width is above 20 amos. So it sounds like it's kosher. It sounds only it's completely above 20 amos, no good. But as long as a sliver of it, again, lomar elamam esmer, besoifer esim kosher. But if it's at the end of 20 amos, it's kosher. V'taya k'rav. Taya is like v'asya. Goes like rav. The Rav Amar, Rav says, Sof Shim Lakim. The outer limits can be Mekel. But as long as something hits the within the outer limit, even technically speaking, that's good enough. Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm my Sof Shim Lakim. No. You can't say the outer, the shur, as long as it hits the outer limits, it's good enough. It has to be fully or primarily within the limit. Rabbi Chibashir, Rabbi Yochanan says, by the way, it's not hard yet, is it? I don't know what Lieberman wanted. Maybe there's some hard plot later on. Rabbi Chibashir, Rabbi Yochanan. Mavish across the mile of Yasri. Rabbi Yochanan said, again, now this is a kasha. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan just said Yemachmir, right? It has to be completely within the shear. Wait a minute. What about this? Rabbi Chibashir Rabbi Yochanan. That's a fascinating thing. I didn't even notice that. Rabbi Chibashir is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came after Rabbi Chibashir. Rabbi Chibashir was the senior Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yochanan was one of the junior Talmud. Yeah. And here's quoting Rabbi Yochanan. That's an amazing thing. No, of course not sure the same Rechia, and it could not be, it might not be the same Rechia, because the Yushami always calls Rabbi Chia. What does the Yushami always call Rabbi Chia? You guys are off tonight. What am I going to do with you? Rabbi Chia Ruba. Rabbi Chia the Great. Always calls him Rabbi Chia Ruba. What? No, that's the point you're making. You said maybe to the Rabbi Chia, because it doesn't say Rabbi Chia Ruba. Okay. You gotta take off. You gotta take up coffee. It helps. Rabbi Chia Mishael Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mavli shekavas." What? Rabbi Chia Mishael Rabbi Yochanan said. You put the car within 20, and all you have to do is put a little bit on in 20, right? It's a kasha, right? Rabbi Yochanan said before you need the whole the primary thickness within 20. It says just a tad within 20. Rabbi Yehuda said no. What Rabbi Chia meant to say in Rabbi Yochanan is, don't misunderstand, you need the substantial part of the Korah within 20. Now, Rabbi Chilka, I'm Rabbi Shem Rabbi, Rabbi Acha. You know what? Vafilu k'Rav Asya. The truth is, even though Rav normally said, Sof Shur in Lohakim, as long as a sliver is in the right shear. This mamish like it like last week's parsha. You know, just struck me. There's a famous vort that based on Bilam's klola. Bilam's the shayla. It's based on Taisus and Brachos. A whole bunch of people make this deal. All many achronim. Bilam's klola. Taisus says how could Bilam was able to be mechaveh the shoah shakosh baruch hu koes, right? When Hashem got angry. So Taisus asked, it was just a rega, not the shoah. It was just a moment. So what can he say in that moment? So Taisus gives two terusim. Why does he would say the word Kalein, which is, takes just a moment to say to eradicate them. The other is that once he starts the klola, he gets to finish it. So they say that it's contingent on these two terutzim and teisves is what's the loch of somebody starts is mincha within the zman mincha, but it's going to finish after the zman mincha. If you say that Bilam had to get the whole klola in, so you have to have it all mincha before shkia. If you say that Bilam, once he started, he could finish, so as long as the thing is that here, the same thing, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, if you think about it. Rabbi Yochanan holds, all you need is a sliver within the shear. And once there's a sliver of the Korah within the shear, the rest of the Korah could be beyond the shear. Rabbi Yochanan holds, the entire Korah has to be within the shear, right? You can't have just the sliver. So it's very similar to that those two terutzim and teisus. You have this concept over here where the sof shirim lahakel, sof shirim lachmir. This machlokes shem Rav Rabbi Yochanan is not brought down in the Bavli, but it's mamish these two terutzim and teisus over there. Okay? They didn't speak about... No, but there are chassidim or machbid to start before, but mamish on the border. Like here, Rabbi Echstein Shul, they do that. They start mamish like the moment before Shkia. So that would be that. I don't know what to do with the after Shkia school. Can't be miyashiv everything. So in any event, so here it says why the truth is even Rav would so shirim lohakel here it would be machmir. And that's where it says vafilu k'rav asyohi, even like Rav goes the Rav amar shchita for k'rav, Rav made a special gzera. For example, what's Rav gzera? For it says shchita mechza mechza k'shera. Hypothetically speaking, if you shecht an animal's neck, well, the animal, let's take the simen, the veshet. Right, you shecht 50% of the trachea. Well, that's the esophagus. Either one, the trachea or the esophagus. So hypothetically, it's kosher. Mechza, mechza is okay. We pass it away because say oimet kiporutz is like oimet merubal aporutz. We pass away also with a chesperimin. So which is 50% is like 51%, then it's good. Okay? So shchita mechza mechza chair, but lo amar mru psula, but mi rabbana they pass it. Mi mnei mar sayin. Because people can't tell, right? Shim tema shiitein, betoch is a mistake. It should be beself. And here too, it's the same thing. If you tell them that it should be sheitein b'self esrim, they can begin it at 20. Afu naisi l'malam esrim, you're going to make a mistake and put the entire thing above 20. So therefore, it's a gzeirah d'rabbanan. Even though normally, so even though you might say sof shirim lo'akel mikra adin, but nonetheless, because of marasayim, because of mistakes and accuracy, so therefore you have to have the substance. Just like by shechita, even though 50-50 is hypothetically kosher, we're machmir. So too, even though hypothetically begin above at the point where 20 amos begins, nonetheless you have to have the majority within the 20 amos. Okay? You might. New issue. Katie might. How do you might the Mavli? For instance, the Mavli, the core is above 20 amos. So let's say it's Taba, Pesel, Mavli, you make a step at the opening of the Mavli. Umate Mavli, that permits the Mavli. Kami Ebo, how wide does the step have to be? It's Machlobis. Yachu Shemir just says Arbot Vachim Kidei Mavli. The step itself has to be 4 amas broad. What stretch has to stretch in the depth of the Mavli 4 amas, 4 tvachim. Why 4 tvachim? Because that's the minimum shear of machitzas. So to hear this is the minimum shear. Okay, Kidei Mavli. That's the shear machitzas of Mavli. That's the minimum we have to have. Rabbi Yosi Amar Tefach. No. All you need is that the step should be a tefach broad. Kidei koira, which is the shear of the koira. In other words, whatever the width of the koira on top is a tefach, that's the width you have on the bottom, meeting it so it's within 20 amos of the ground. Not wider than that. Okay? Chevraya mean koshu. Chevraya say it can even be a koshu. The step can even be like minimal thickness. Why is that? Why is it suffice? Because I really can't go over Simam or Rochav Tefach. The problem is if the entire Tefach of the width of the Koira is above 20 Amos. But it's not, because you have a sliver which is within 20 Amos. If it's a Heker, that's sufficient to be a Heker, right? So that's sufficient. That they all is sufficient. We know Pascha way, but that's what suffice going to. Oh, it does have a little off here, but I don't think it's possible. Maybe we do. All right, I'm not sure. Now, says Mar, what about the opposite case? Loya gavoa asar tvachim. What if the koru was too close to the ground? It was within 10 tvachim of the ground. Tzarech lochu. In that case, you have to carve into the ground, right? Carve out. Kama yochu, how much? Rabbi Yachon Mar Dalet Amos Kedei Mavli. You have to have 4 amos, which is the shear of the Mavli. Now, some of the Farshim say he argues because before it said the shear of the Mavli is 4 tvachim, here it says the shear of the Mavli is 4 amos. So some say it argues, but others say it doesn't argue that if you have true mechitzas already, which you do have, so then the shear of the Mavli, which relates to the Koira, only has to be 4 tvachim. But here we're assuming the whole mechitzas of the Mavli are lower than 10 tvachim. And therefore you have to have a shear of a mechitza. What's the shear of a mechitza? 4 amos. So there, Again, if you want to reconcile the two Gemaras, the one should be forced and need a step, which is forced fucking broad, and the one here, which the ESC says you need an indentation, which is four amos broad, you say that there we have true mechitzas. All you need is an area which correlates to the Korah, that's sufficient to have fourth vachim. Here we are creating true mechitzas for the Mavi by creating a depth of tenth vachim in this place. So there you have to have, in order for that to work, you have to have actually a full four amos in order to create a chashma mechitzah. Okay? Either way, you can still learn the Suyas and Merchalik, it's not a big deal. Because Rabbi Yisrael Mar Arba Tvachim, fourth one is not Kadei Malkum, which is a significant place. Rabbi Yaakov Acham Shem Rabbi Yisrael Shem Rabbi Yochan, it says, Oysachorit Apesel Movi. It is a cool thing. It's dangerous, but it works. In order to be Yitzizai and everything, you don't want to put up a Kaira, what do? You make a Chorit Apesel Movi, Omakasoira. Make a trench. Make a trench 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Right? So it's 10 tefachim deep. 10 tefachim deep this way and 4 tefachim in breadth. So you don't see everything. Right? Because you don't need a clear because you have a wall. You have a 10 tefach high wall. You might fall into the trench. Right. You'll fall into the trench, but hypothetically you got a wall in front of you. What? No, you make it inside the movie, so it's not a Borbishus Arabi. It's a Borbishus Ayachi. Okay? But it works! That's what he's saying. It works. That's the bottom line. Okay? So, the truth is you can make it a ramp going into it, right? You don't have to make it all of a sudden, right? As long as they're at the base, the fourth Fachim by tenth Fachim, that's sufficient. Okay? Works on the inside because now, even if the walls were not deep enough, now you have a place where the walls are deep enough for fourth vachim. And it works also that the koira or the koira of the lechi is constituted by the side of the trench. Now this only works if it's within three tefachim of the kosli of the movi. In other words, if here's the end of the Mavui, and here you make your trench, there have to be less than three tefachim over here. Okay? This has to be within three tefachim. Okay, here's a board, which is a Rabin, it's a Kacha, I don't know. But you have to be less than three tefachim between the trench and the walls of Mavui. What? That's on the outside. This is on the outside, right? So it's saying he was. What? Yeah, that was enough to kill. Hey, in the service of Shabbos, what has to be moister nefesh? Okay. Now, the clash is like this. Vafilu mkwandomar, or rather, this is the clarification. Vafilu mkwandomar taman arba. The Shir Rav Gamliel holds. And have it later in the Masechta. And Gamliel to Shir of Lovet is fourth vachim. And that's why if you have two half koros, Lovet. That's why if you have two half koros, one coming out like this, and one coming out like this, he holds this could be up to fourth vachim here in the middle. Okay? But that's only, says the Gemara, and here I'm going to read it with the Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Tikkun Girsa. Moide Hacha Beshloisha. Here you can see it's got to be within three tefachim. Why? Tamon toch la movui. Okay, he changes, switches, transposes the words. Tamon toch la movui, bram hocha chutz la movui. In other words, where the korah is over the movui, and you just need to connect the two parts of the korah, so there, four tefachim suffices. As long as it's in four tefachim. But here, where it's beyond the movui, and you want to connect to the movui, so there it's more of a chumran, has to be within three tefachim in the movui. Okay? Together with Pesach HaMovi, Gavosar Rochav Arba, same thing, if you didn't make a trench, but rather you made a mount of 10 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim, so that's also good enough, right? Matir HaMovi, Bevenim, Bevachut, so it's Matir HaMovi, both inside and outside. Hayasham Gether. Now, what about if there was a wall, there was a mound there? If it's lucky to Asar Tefachim, it's not cheap, but it's not if it goes up 10 tefachim within 3 amos, Rabbi said we didn't have this in the Bavli. that the slope is 3 amos, and this is 10 fachim. If it goes up like that, then that's a wall. We never had sheet in the sheet in the Bavli. What's the sheet in the Bavli? 10 in. Not 10 in 3, but 10 in 4. 10 in 4. Tell me, Saket Asor Mitoch Arba, right? Here's the sheet in the Yerushalmi, it's got to be 10 and 3, it's obviously much steeper, right? And the Yerushalmi even sounds about Chlokis. So even Saket Asor Mitoch Shlosha, if it's not, Tzorach Kaira. In other words, if it's not this steep, then it really needs a Kora. Beam Lab, and if not, in other words, if it's close, if it's more steep, then ain't Sar Kora. Ain't Sar doesn't need a Kora because it itself is a Kora. If you have such a mound in front of your Mavli, then that's a Kora. Now, the mound can go down on the other side, right? And so it doesn't have to be a one-sided mount. But this tight is then your then in lieu of your Kora, right? East Tani Tani Mitoch Arba. And here the Yerushalmi brings out the Machlokas. Again, we don't have such Machlokas in the Bavli. Bavli just brings the Sar Mitoch Arba. But it's a Machlokas. Ma'atamar Mitoch Sholosh Rabbanan. He also has to be within three Amos. That's Rabbanan. Ma'atamar Mitoch Arba Rabbi Meir. And of course, the Bavli holds like Rabbi Meir. Haya Mandaron Mitoch Mavi. What if you had the slope not outside the Mavi, but inside the Mavi? In the middle of the Mavi, you had a slope. So Lel Yoinim Nino Mishim Chrit. For the ones on top, it's like a, like a hole. What? A ditch. And it's behind them, so it does no good, right? So they need another Kaira. But Haya Latachtoi, the ones who are below, this is their fence. In other words, if this is the, if the Mavi rises in the middle, say this is a cutaway of the Mavi, right? And the Mavi rises like this, and then continues like that. So, and this is the opening over here. So the, oh, for these guys, they already have their wall. What's their wall? The slow, the angle over here. These guys need another core at front. Okay, it's only for them. It's like a chritz behind them. It's like a guard in front of them. Okay, stop here for tonight.